All right. Well, how about we get started? All right. Have some prayer time and see where we're going to go. All right. So I'll start. Anyone else like to pray? Just, you know, the drill. Just go right ahead and unmute your mic and pray. So Father, we sure are grateful for again another day to be together, to join together with one heart and one mind in thanks to you for being our Father, and thanks to your Son, Jesus Christ, for being our Savior. We're grateful, Father, for all the things that you have done for each of us, all the things that you have continued to do over the years for each of us, to bring us to this place in our lives where we can know you, know your grace, know your mercy, know your great love that you have for each of us. Thank you, Father, for the things that you have prepared for each of us and answers to our prayers. And that we can be confident because we know who you are and we know you're faithful. Thank you, Father, for supplying our every need, for continuing to heal us when we need it, continuing to provide for us when we have need. Thank you, Father, for continuing to bring such great blessings into each of our lives as we look to you, as we trust you completely and totally. Thankful, Father, for the time that we have here this morning to be together, or this evening to be together and to be encouraged and inspired by the great things that you're doing for each of our lives and for the greatness of the words that you inspire in each of us as we seek to edify one another and edify this great body of Christ that you've placed us in. So thankful, Father, for these things. Thank you for, again, just your great love and grace to each of us and for the great things that we have in Christ by your grace. And it's in his name that we thank you. Anyone else like to pray? Ravi, you want to pray in Hindi, please?
ईश्वर इस काम के लिए आपका धन्यवाद. आपने अभी हम इन सभी लोगों से मिलाया है कभी, ये इस फेलोशिप के लिए आपका धन्यवाद. आपने अभी हमारे इन लोगों से कनेक्शन कराया है, डॉनी, प्रीति, माइकल और श्रीवेदा, सभी से आपसे हमें मिलाया, इस धन्यवाद. और हमेशा इस तरह का कंटिन्यू ये फेलोशिप चलता रहे और हम लोग हर एक वीक इस चीज को कंटिन्यू अटेंड करते रहे और इससे अच्छी चीजें सीखते रहे. इस चीज के लिए आपका हमेशा धन्यवाद करता रहूंगा. और जैसे अभी हमारे इंडिया से बहुत सारे फेलोशिप मेंबर और भी जोड़ रहे हैं, लाइक यहाँ से रजनीश, निकिता, बरखा और भी जैसे सेजू, ये सब जोड़ रहे हैं. सबको और भी इस फेलोशिप के मेंबर को और भी ज्यादा बढ़ाना है, यहाँ से और भी इस सभी चीज को कंटिन्यू करते रहना है. और इस सभी चीज के लिए आपका धन्यवाद. और यहाँ से जो भी जैसे आपने जितना भी सारा चीज इसमें अभी हम लोग को सीखने के लिए दे रहे हैं, जो भी आपका यहाँ से ब्लेसिंग हम लोग को मिल रहा है, इस सभी चीज के लिए आपका धन्यवाद.
Amen. Great, thank you. All right. Well, you guys, what's God been doing? Anyone have a testimony?
I have a lot of testimonies.
All right.
I wanted to share something that kind of blessed my heart. This morning I was listening with my hubby to a minister that he listened to out of Chicago this morning. And some of the things he said was just so powerful. And he was kind of referencing, you know, how, you know, when we become like dependent on the world systems, then, you know, we have to bow to it. Kind of like, who is that? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they did not bow to that system that was going on, but they said their God will supply for them. And so he was talking to in the midst of, like, you know, some of the laws they just passed, Supreme Court just passed, and how people get all upset with that. And he was talking about how, you know, not that we don't go to school, or he wasn't talking about not going to school, but how God can take what seemed to be substandard and make it superior. Because, you know, what we have to do basically is wait on a revelation from God. So some things that I had wrote from it, and I'll share something he shared from George Washington Carver, which was really very profound. But what I had, what came to my mind is that we as a church, we have to really truly walk in revelation knowledge, and always seek our Father for information, for knowledge. And this is something he shared that George Carver wrote. God is going to reveal to us things he's never revealed before if we put our hands in his. No books ever go into my laboratory. This is George Washington Carver talking. The thing I am to do and the way of doing it are revealed to me. I thought that was pretty tremendous. He said he don't take books into his laboratory. It's revealed to him. I never have to grope for methods. And the definition for grope is he don't have to search blindly and uncertainly with his hands. He never have to grope for methods. The methods are revealed to me the moment I am inspired to create something new. Without God to draw aside the curtain, I would be helpless. And then, I, of course, I thought about the Wizard of Oz, you know, when Toto went and pulled the curtain back, and it's like, okay, all of a sudden they wasn't helpless. They saw what they were looking at. And we don't have to search blindly. We have a God that has infinite information, and he's just waiting on us, his children, to reveal those things to us. You know, he's waiting for us to ask and walk in that realm of the miraculous, the impossible, you know, because our God is a God of impossible things. And he's not substandard, you know. So it's like we don't have to bow to the world system, because that's what the enemy tried to do, is give you information and then make you afraid. And then you jump and do it because you think, well, okay, well, if I don't do it this way, it's not going to happen. But our God is much greater than that. And we don't have to, you know, just bow to those things, you know, because God is for us. And if he's for us, then who will be against us, right? So I was just thinking about that. And that, it was just pretty cool to be reminded that there's so much stuff going on, so much information out there that's not godly information, and how we don't have to succumb to that, because God is ready, willing, and able at all times to give us revelation about any situation. I mean, look at Noah, right? Who gave him the instructions for building that big old boat? You know, and all the men of God that we read about, that's for our learning, right, in the Old Testament. And then here comes our big brother, Jesus Christ, and all the phenomenal things that he did. That same power lives within us. That same connection that he had with the Father to be able to reach up in the Father's cookie jar, as we have said so fondly before, to get information. It was like they were never apart. They were always together. And that same God is with us. So when we are confronted with different situations and information, and we may get afraid for a moment, but we can just immediately change our minds back to the fact that our Father is real, willing and able to reveal information to us at any moment that we ask him. You know, it says, ask. Ask. That's why we got to ask, Daddy, and he's there. So I just thought that was pretty tremendous. That was something that blessed my heart really this morning. And a verse that we'll share was, oh, the death of Romans 11:33. Oh, the death of the riches, both of wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable, you know, are his judgments and his ways past finding out. And that same wisdom, that same information is available to us through revelation, you know. We can't, with our five senses, find it out, but he can reveal it to us. And it doesn't take, you know, like I went to school 6 years and I'm glad I did. I'm so thankful for that. But what I have gained since those 6 years has not been what I necessarily learned in the book, but what God has revealed to me, you know, because there are surely some practical applications that I learned that I can apply, but the way, the plan that God has for me has been revealed through him and not through what I learned in books. So, of course, I'm not saying anything against schools. I went to school and may go back again. I don't know. I may seek some other type of learning. But in the context of God, it is a small thing because he can teach us how to build big old big boats without us ever going to school or having a plan. I mean, I don't think they had a plan somewhere like, here, Noah, come. Is the plan, you know, to build this boat, you know. No, it was God that spoke to his heart and gave it to him. As a matter of fact, people laughed at him, right? They laughed at him. So I just thought that was pretty cool how that revelation that God holds is available to us, and he's just waiting at every moment to give it to us as we walk, as we move. Moses, as he, you know, led the children out of Egypt, you know, he didn't have a roadmap. He didn't have the GPS that we have in our hands, right? Okay, which way are you telling me to turn, Siri? No. No, he didn't have that. He had revelation from God, you know. So, yeah, I just thought that was pretty exciting, and it was on my heart, and I wanted to share it.
That's great. Great. Thank you, Vita. Yeah, that's wonderful. George Washington Carver was a great example of walking with God and allowing God to reveal to him the things he was searching out. So it's you ought to look into his life. Well, I have a book. I remember a book called it's a biography, The Man Who Talks to Flowers, George Washington Carver. So it's a great, he was a great example. So that's wonderful. God does reveal the information that we need. Anyone else have something?
I just want to say thank you, Veda. I think about that verse a lot. Even I didn't have the chapter or verse, but what's always on my mind is that his ways past finding out. Which also tells me that I don't need to figure God out because it's not going to happen. Just trust in him and be thankful. Thanks again. That was wonderful, Beta. Thank you.
Great. All right, Kurt. Thanks, brother. Anyone else?
Yeah, I'd like to just say a little something, you know, and that is that, you know, when we ask God for those things, it's like a demand, you know, and each of us are very unique and very, very different within the body of Christ. And we each have our own positions to fill within the body of Christ. It's kind of like, I took, some papaya seeds and I threw them in the dirt. And yeah, I watered them and you know, it's so crazy about it is now I have all these papaya trees that are growing in this pot. So I'm going to be sharing those, and though they grow rather rapidly, and you know, it's really fun because we as God's people, as God's laborers, we grow very rapidly, and sometimes we grow a little bit slower. You know, God just reveals how he wants us to, and here's the thing, is that we never have to fear that we won't produce fruit. That's just malarkey. You look at this papaya tree, it's going to produce fruit. I mean, you see how fast it's already grown. I mean, I just threw them in the dirt, I don't know, maybe, April or whatever. It was just sometime this year. Anyway, and so now they're probably already 2 feet tall, you know, and so the thing is that each of us as individual people in the body of Christ, God has foreordained for us to do the good works that He's already set out for us to do. So we get to enjoy our lives. We get to live our lives to the fullness that, you know, God has given us. And, you know, we continue to ask the Father that, you know, if there's new people that I'm going to be speaking to today or that I want to impart some power, Father, if they need some power imparted, bring them across my path. I'll share with them. I'll do whatever you want me to. But, you know, it could be as simple as saying God bless you to some cashier or whatever, you know, or wherever we're at, you know. So, you know, it's just one of those things is that we know that we will produce fruit. So it's just, you know, God's got it already figured out, and we just get to relax and enjoy where we're at. We're seated at the right hand of God. It's pretty an awesome position and level to be at is right there. And as we continue to ask the Father for things and do as Jesus did when he walked on the face of the earth, we are like right there. We got it going on. We are hot and rocking, you know. So anyway, I sure love you. That's all I wanted to share. Love you. Bless you.
Wonderful. Thanks, Lori, and love you too. That's great.
Hey, everybody. I was just thinking about happy 4th of July time and thinking about our freedoms and how wonderful it is to be so free in our hearts. And so, well, I was out walking the dog this morning and thinking about what Jesus Christ said to his disciples. And he said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." I mean, absolutely. We are free indeed. Our freedom comes through the Son of God and through knowing the truth about the Son of God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Like you said, Lorian, seated in the heavenlies, we're there already in God's mind's eye. We're there right at the right hand of God with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and at the right hand of the Father. So we know the truth, and we continue to grow in the grace of growing in the truth, which empowers us daily as we stay humble and meek before the Father. And we know that God is God and we're not, and we keep trusting God and we keep looking to Him. You know, I was also thinking about, Kurt, you mentioned trust. VD, I think you mentioned trust, and it has a lot to do with totally relying upon that strength and ability that is within each and every one of us, because it's God in Christ in us. We have power. It is resident within us. And as we turn the key, just like in the car, you ignite the ignition, you ignite the power under the hood for all you car people, Charlie, Andrew, whoever else is a car person out there, Donnie, Justin. We ignite the power, but it's there, but it's not going to move us anywhere unless we turn the key in the ignition, which is like us believing those things and acting upon them that we've already been given. We already have the victory. We already have the power. We are already free, but God wants us to be free indeed. Free totally. Think about what that means. Free mentally, free emotionally, free spiritually, free every other Lee, right? God wants us free. He's given us freedom in every capacity as we claim it and walk into it. It might take a minute sometimes, but you don't ever, ever, ever give up on those things that you're seeking from God through the Lord Jesus Christ, who has paid the price for us. We are free indeed, and we know the truth, and the truth makes us free. It's only the truth of God's word, and he gives it to us sometimes in real time, like in the moment through that God in Christ in us, and sometimes he gives it to us in the scriptures, and sometimes he gives it to us in a believer's setting like this through the mouths of other believers speaking powerful words that God gives to them. It's truly amazing. I mean, God's got us covered coming and going, right? It is totally, totally amazing. He fills in for us in all those places that we are seemingly inept or incapable, but we know in all things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. We are able. We're enabled through the power of God in Christ in us and through knowing the truth. And we are made free. So happy 4th of July, red, white, and blue today. And I don't know if y'all celebrate that sort of thing, Ravi.
I think they have an Independence Day.
You have what, Diwali, or is that what it's called?
Oh, no, that's a different one.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, happy freedom in Christ.
Yeah, that we celebrate every day, don't we? The freedom we all have in Christ to. Yeah, to enter into God's presence anytime we need to, anytime we desire to, we go in, we bare our hearts to him, and he fills us up. Right? He always fills us up. So, wonderful. Anyone else have anything?
Yeah, I'll say a few words, Donnie.
Like, all right, Andrew.
Yeah, always do.
Uh-huh.
I was just kind of, you know, just sitting around this morning, you know, thinking about what I should share and everything, or if I should share anything. And I was just thinking about this one testimony I had with me and my brother. We were in Chicago, and we were going to this believers meeting, and it was the last day that we were going to be there. And I was sleeping in a room, and me and my brother were... I was sleeping in the bed. He was sleeping on the floor. We would switch every night because, you know, twins, whatever. So we were there, and I just had this thought, and it was this revelation that we were going to heal somebody today. And then I kind of just sat back and prayed. Then my back was hurting, you know, from sleeping on this bed and switching from the bed to the floor. So I just said, hey, get out of here in the name of Jesus Christ, pay and be gone. And like that, it was gone. So we go to this believers meeting, and I'm just like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready, God. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just ready. And we go there, and they call us up, anybody who needs, you know, healing or needs to be ministered to, you know, you just go up and do it. And you stand in the line, and me and my brother, of course, went up there. And there's this lady who came up, and several people came up, but there's this lady that really stood out to me and Stephen. And she came up to us, and we were ministering to her, and she couldn't raise her arm past her shoulder. And we went and ministered to her and everything, and then Stephen just says, hey, raise your arm up in the name of Jesus Christ. You can do this. And she was just like, I don't know. It hurts and everything. I don't know. And he said, you know, it's so interesting. He said, the person who says they can't and the person who says they can are both right. And it's like, oh, you know, I'm just thinking, okay, you know, I'm looking back and thinking about this. And I was like, yeah. And I said, yeah, raise your arm up in the name of Jesus Christ. And then, you know, she got it to this point, and my brother nudged it. He tapped it like that, and it just shot up like this. And she was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's healed. It's healed. And I was just looking, thinking about this, and it's like, okay, you know, that is our reality. That is the exact reason that Jesus Christ died for us so we can have power, not only upon us, but in us. We have this, and we have this freedom to go and do and to go and kill people. And we don't always need revelation, because God's already given us revelation to go and to do it. He's given us in his word revelation for it. And in his word, he sent his word. He sent his Bible. He sent that for our blueprint of how to go and do these things. Anything else that we can't know through our five senses, that's where word of knowledge, word of wisdom kicks in. And how do we energize that? Through speaking in tongues, for getting bigger spiritually, for infusing that power into us, for talking to God and him teaching our spirit, and then reading the Bible to see what's capable. That's how it is. That's how we do things. That's how we operate. And, you know, there last week I was scared out of my mind for some reason. I was sitting on the porch, drinking coffee, and I was just sitting there. I was just fearful of something, and I said, okay, God, I know this isn't rational. What do I need to do? And he said, pray, speak in tongues right now. And I did it. He said, okay, go to the Bible. All right. I read the Bible a little bit. And then there was this wasp that came by me, and I'm allergic to wasps, like really allergic. I mean, I remember one time we were in Atlanta and this hornet came into Patty and Dolly's house, and I was gone. I was just like, yeah, nope, all right. I think you guys broke the lamp. You and Donnie and Justin, you broke the light fixture or whatever, trying to kill this hornet. But anyways, no, I don't mess with them. So I was sitting, and I was just drinking coffee, and I got built up spiritually. And this wasp, the exact one I'm allergic, came and was buzzing around my hand. I swatted, get out of here in the name of Jesus Christ. Go! Now, generally speaking, when you spot a wasp, they usually sting back. Right? But I was just so built up, I say, hey, get out of here in the name of Jesus Christ. Shoo! Went away. Right? That's how devil spirits are to us. That's how they are. That's how sickness is to us. That's how every other thing that can bring you into bondage or captivity is to us. What is it? I was thinking about this Bible verse today because it has liberty all over it. And somebody's probably going to go here today. And I'm sorry if I stepped on your toes here, but let's see here. Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be no longer engaged again with the yoke of bondage. The bondage is the law, the yoke of bondage. That's the law. Don't be engaged with the Old Testament and what we couldn't do. Be engaged with what we have in Christ. And it's our responsibility to know what we have in Christ. To know what the Bible says. To know what we can do here on this earth for God in this body. So, again, I love you guys. You guys are wonderful. You're heaven's holiest. The air you breathe out is better air. Because you know what? You breathed it in. It got transformed and transmixed. And now you're breathing out that air. The ground you walk on is blessed ground. What is it, Joshua? He said, go out anywhere your foot treads upon, I have already given unto you. Imagine if we had that promise today, which we do. We go wherever we want, proclaiming God and his strength and his power, and he gives the increase. And everywhere our foot treadeth upon, that's blessed ground. You know why? Because we did it. We walked there. And it's not us walking there. It's God and Jesus Christ. If they don't like you, It's not because they don't like you. They don't like, oh, the way I smell or the way I look or, you know, I'm 2 feet taller than everybody, you know, or I wear this other cologne or, you know, the way I talk. I don't come with you in excellency of speech or whatever. They're not liking you. They're not liking the God in Christ in you. And just bless them and move on, because that's as blessed as they're going to get. Because you know what? They had the opportunity to speak with the Son of God. I love you guys. You guys are wonderful. And, you know, stand fast in that liberty. Kick your shoulders back, walk out, and you know what? This world is mine because God's already given it to me. I know it's the adversary's world, but, you know, this small corner right here, this is where God lives. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord, period. So, love you guys. You guys are wonderful. Again, heaven's holiest. Walking out on blessed ground. The deck I'm walking on now is blessed. So, yeah, that's all
thanks,
I got to
Andrew.
Say. Guys.
Wonderful. Thanks, brother. That's great.
Yeah.
Great to have you share again with us. I've missed that, and it's always so inspiring when you speak for God. And is Nina there, by the way?
She is not here. She's at her weekly craft show with my mom. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Give her our love.
Yeah,
her. I will.
Yeah.
Definitely will.
All right. Wonderful. Anyone else have anything?
I just have a quick question for Vida.
Okay.
Your hair looks so pretty. Did you get braids?
Yeah, it was like this last.
I thought so, but I couldn't really see. You only flashed on there like one time really quickly. And I thought, yeah. So, okay.
Yeah, a few months it's been like this.
A few months?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You look beautiful.
Thank you.
Nobody's commenting on my hair today.
I know, Donnie.
Why not?
That's okay. Don't be jealous.
I know.
We were thinking about
you. You didn't change your hairstyle at all.
I know.
We were thinking about getting braids for him.
Yeah, well, I was
getting a tattoo.
You got to have something to braid it to, though, don't you?
No. We can get you braids. You know, we can get you. We can get you some braids.
Don't overthink it, right. Honey.
That's all right. I know what's coming for me.
You want a full head or half a head?
I'm getting a full one. I'm getting, I'll be having corn rows, wheat rows, eggplant rows. I'm getting it all.
I think you should do the James extensions, Donnie.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I know.
With the bang.
Come on. Well, I have it all already. In Christ, we have it all.
Oh.
We're very blessed. So, all right. Is there anyone else that have anything they'd like to share? Any testimony at all? All right.
I think our Indian brother and sister said they have started their fourth celebration early.
Yeah.
It's so silly today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we do, we have so many, many things to be thankful for. So many things God's been doing and continues to do. I think, you know, as we live our lives, we recognize the great things that God has done if we're willing to remember them, bring them to mind continually. And that's one of the keys for each of us to live the life that God has designed for us to live. You know, however it is within the body of Christ, that's individual for each one of us. Like Laurie, I think Laurie mentioned it. We each have that individual responsibility within the body of Christ, that position that we hold, that function that we perform, that work that we do to build up the body of Christ, to edify the body of Christ. Whether it be, you know, an evangelist out there getting people born again, proving and displaying the power of God, or, you know, a worker within the body of Christ, just there to bless and to give of that which they have to give. each thing that we do within the body of Christ is in particular to each one of us. And as long as we're walking with God, as long as we're realizing that we can each walk with God, whether we're a scientist like George Washington Carver and endeavoring to have God direct his steps to build a better economy for the entire South, which is really what he did, walking with God. He improved the economy of the South in his time. He brought it from a very depressed economy to something that had promise, because that was his desire, to help people with the knowledge that God gave to him. You know, these are things that we each can do within the framework of what we are and who we are in this life. Who is Kurt Bayless? I mean, Kurt is Kurt, and no one can do what Kurt can do. Who is Ravi? Ravi is Ravi, and no one can do what God has called Ravi to do. Varka, the same. Rajnish, the same. You know, Charlie, Karen, each of us have that individual reality to live with our walk with God. When we walk with God, God opens doors for each of us to do great things that bring him great glory, that bring him the glory. How can I in my flesh bring God any glory? I can't. But with the spiritual enablement that he has placed within me, I can bring him great glory. Because even though I am less than the least of anybody out there, I am brought to the top by what God works in me to do. I am elevated. I am exalted as I walk with him, as he energizes that which he has prepared for me. And that's the same for each one of us. You know, and we may know a lot of the scripture. We may know a little bit. But the one thing we do know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that God is our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has ushered us in to his presence and given us the freedom to live and walk with our Heavenly Father just as he did, just as Jesus Christ did. We can live with him. We can walk with him. We can talk things over with him. We can get information from him when we're stumped and don't know what to do. He knows what to do, and he will reveal it to us. Where do I go? What do I do? What do you want me to do today, Father? More than that, what are you going to do for me, Father? See? So that I can do for you. You know, God doesn't expect us to go into the world without any blessings and talk about how great God is. God expects us to be blessed by him and then go and proclaim all the great things he has done for us. That's what we're proclaiming. We're proclaiming all the great things that he has done for us. The power that he has enabled us with. The power that he has energized in our lives to heal us, we can give to others. See? And we don't need to know a lot of scripture to do that, because we know God. We know our Father. It's great to know the scripture. I know a lot of the scripture. I would encourage anyone to learn scripture. It's a great thing to know. Jesus Christ knew it. He took the two on the road to Emmaus after he was resurrected and took them all the way from Moses all the way through the scriptures about the things concerning himself. What, are the scriptures no longer important? Of course they're important, but they're not necessary. He didn't encourage them, now go back and you study the scripture. No, he just said, this is what the scripture says about what I will do, what I have done, and what now, what's on the brink of being done, which you will be enjoying. See. And on that day of Pentecost, that gift of Holy Spirit was given to all and upon all those who believed. And they manifested the power of God, just like we have manifested the power of God. And we continue to desire and seek to manifest that power, to display that power, to demonstrate that power in our own lives and in the lives of those that we come across. We don't have to go seek out needs. We don't have to go knocking door to door. Do you have a need that I can help you with? No, there's plenty of them out there. Just go. Just go. Just go. Live your life, and God will bring you great opportunity to glorify him. He will. Right? He will. If you desire.
Yeah.
I guess it's a matter of where are we in our lives, in our growth, right? Like Lorian gave that great illustration of her planting those seeds, and some of them grew faster than others. Well, where are we at? One thing's for certain. We're growing as we walk with God. We are growing as we seek him daily. We are growing. He causes that growth. He works within each of us to will and to do of his good pleasure. He causes great growth. He causes great desire to see more. God, I want to see more of you. I want to see more of you alive in my life, doing things for me that I can't do for myself. And as we have that desire, as he works in us that great desire, we grow. And we will bear fruit. We will. As we seek him out daily. And that's the great joy that we have. That's the freedom we have, the freedom to walk with God. You know, it doesn't matter where we live. The word of God cannot be bound. It can't be bound. Right? There are places where they throw Christians in jail. I know there are places in the world where Christian believers are being thrown in jail and silenced, just like Paul was thrown in jail to try and silence him. But what was his response? Hey, you can throw me in jail, but you cannot throw the word of God in jail. The word of God cannot be bound. Why? Because it lives within each individual. When you open your mouth and desire to speak for God, God's words come forth. Because it's something that God inspires. And when those words go forth, they are quick and they are powerful. They're alive and powerful. And they're sharper than any two-edged sword, just like the words that Peter spoke on the day of Pentecost when they responded and said, "We're pricked. You just pierced us right through to the heart. So what are we supposed to do?" Those words just went. So what do we do? Well, just believe. Just believe. You don't have to change. You don't have to make yourself perfect. God will do that. God will make you perfect in Christ. We are already perfected in Christ. And that's the great joy of our lives. And that's the freedom that we walk in. That's the freedom we walk in. We're free from all of the penalties of our shortcomings. We're free from that. We're freed from all of the things that we have done wrong in the past. We're free from it. We are made free. We have access to our Heavenly Father, and we can enjoy our lives with him. Right? In the midst of the most severe storms, we can have peace. Because we're in our Father's arms. We walk with him. And we share with others how they too can enter into this life. Enter into this freedom. Enter into this great position that we all have as sons of God seated in the heavenlies. You know, every day that goes by, God does not fail to work great things for each of us. We just need to remind ourselves that we have a God who is at work for us. He knows the things that we need even before we come to him and ask, and he's already got them. This is the kind of freedom that I prefer. You know, the world around me can try and shut down all at once, but there is no shutting down the freedom that we have in Christ. There's no shutting down the power of God that works in you. It cannot be bound, and it will not be bound, provided we continue to open our mouths and speak for God. Speak the truth in love. Right? Encourage one another. Inspire one another. Minister grace one to another. Right? Minister grace. God loves you. God favors you. God will favor you. God always has, always will. So what is it that we need? He's willing and able to perform. So it's a great position we find ourselves in. And it's certainly no work of our own doing. We didn't do it. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did it for us. So praise God for that masterful plan that he planned out. Right. And for his son, Jesus Christ, who actually succeeded in working it, succeeded in fulfilling that plan. And there's more to come, right? There's more to come. We have eternity to enjoy our relationship with God, with his son, Jesus Christ, and with each other. We have eternity. So it's going to be a great journey. A great journey. So why don't we pray and we'll have some manifestations. Okay. So Father, thank you for your love and grace. Thank you for the way you continue to uphold your word, the way you continue to faithfully back up every promise. We're grateful, God, for the freedom that we have in Christ, the freedom that we have to stand before you, knowing that we're loved, knowing that we're cared for, knowing that you have empowered us to be more than conquerors in every situation, knowing that you have filled us with your power, knowing that you have filled us with that Christ in us, and that because of that we are ready for anything, we're equal to anything, because it continually infuses inner strength into us. So, Father, thank you for your great love. Thank you for your great faithfulness. And thank you for continuing to open doors so that we can declare you and make you known and have great, great reason to glorify you. Thank you for these things in that wonderful and powerful name of Jesus Christ. Did someone speak in tongues and interpret or prophesy?
And my beloved children, know that I love you so, so dearly. Rest in me. Relax in me. Bring all your cares to me. I just want you to just enjoy being my children. I got this. So just come to me. Put your head in my lap. And have no fear, because I have indeed made you free through Christ. And there is nothing ever that the adversary can accuse you of or bring against you, because you are truly, truly free.
Someone else?
Know for surely, my children, that I have plucked you out from among them, and I have risen you up to my right hand to be my children. Know that I showed you before the foundations of the world, because I knew that you would believe my word and my son when I sent them. Look to me always and in all things, and I will bless you beyond your belief, and know that you are my children. Know and sit in the fact that you are my children.
Truly, little ones, I do love you with such a burning and passionate love. I do desire for you to have all the goodness that I have for you. So know, my children, that I will continue to lavish this upon you as you come to me, as we talk daily, as we walk and talk together. Know that I am there for you always, my beautiful children. and know that I shall continue to give you all of your heart's desires as you but simply trust me like little children crawling up into my lap, knowing that I shall continue to care for you and help you in every endeavor, for there is nothing too hard for me, nothing too great for me, for I am the Lord your God, and I have fathered you as I have fathered my son Jesus Christ, who sits at my right hand, as you do also. So there is nothing that I would not do for you as you come to me and trust me continually.
Amen. Amen. I mean, you guys are great. That's wonderful. What a blessing. What a blessing to have the power of God dwelling in us, right? It really is in us. It really is. So if you ever had any doubt, you just come to fellowship and you see it. You see it in the words that we speak. You see it in the manifestations. And it continues to encourage us being together, right? I guess that's one of the reasons why the scripture does say, like Paul told them, hey, don't forbid the fellowshipping of the saints, right? I mean, you know, get together, man. Be together. Stand together. Love one another. Encourage one another. Build each other up, right? It's the greatest thing in life, aside from our walk with God and having family, you know, having one another. All right, so love you all very much. Trust you'll have a great holiday, 4th of July holiday here in the U.S., and whatever holiday you can come up with, Ravi, you guys, just invent one. just invent a holiday for your own selves, for your guys, right?
Yeah.
And celebrate. Just being sons and daughters of God, right? So, all right. Love you all. You guys have a great week. And if the Lord don't come back, if the Lord does not come back, we're going to have, maybe we'll start a little time during fellowship to have like language lessons, right? Where we can learn Hindi and we can learn Ebonics.
Hey, I'd never said I knew Ebonics, Donnie.
Me either.
You need to quit while you're ahead. Not a thing anymore.
Okay.
I was speaking Georgia.
You were speaking Georgian, okay.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
The way.
Plain Georgia, that's all.
Vita.
Just kidding.
Vita, didn't you get that book years ago from him that the man who
I had a flower. I had a bunch of them.
He gave a bunch of them away.
But that wasn't. Was it that guy that Tony was listening to this morning that mentioned it, or did you just think of it?
No. He didn't mention the book. He just.
Oh, you mentioned.
He just mentioned that quote from Carver.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, I remember. I think I remember. I remember something about it, but no, I don't have it.
It's available. There are some, I think there are some ministries that still, have it in print and still make it available. I may have a few copies left.
We've had a whole bunch of them and Donnie was giving them away.
It's a bio. It's very short. I think it was, who wrote it?
I was just looking online. What was his name?
I think his name was Clark.
Something like that. I believe it was.
Yeah.
Clark. It's available, like you said, still online. You can order it.
Yeah, it's a great book. Very inspirational. I mean,
Glenn Clark, is it?
Glenn Clark. Clark. He was a minister back in the 50s, 60s. Very popular, well-known minister. But, he wrote that book on George Washington Carver, kind of like a biography. But it's very short.
I can't hear you.
It's very short and to the point. But it's very inspiring. Very good. So, yeah. Okay. Great. Well, listen. You guys have a great week, okay? Enjoy your walk with God.